Welcome to tonight's service. One quick favor to ask. Please raise your hands if you are in need of an orange. Who still needs an orange? Okay. Keep your hands up, please. Okay. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Thank you very much. Yep. Good evening, everyone. A very Merry Christmas Eve to you all. Welcome most warmly to our Christingle service. We're so delighted to have you here with us tonight. Just a few short intimations to share at the start of our service. First of all, we're delighted to welcome to help lead the service tonight my lovely wife, Heather Michelson, who's also an ordained minister. And Heather, we're so glad you're here to help lead our Christingle service this evening. Another announcement that has to do with after the service, well, two for after the service. One, on your way out, please make sure you pick up a Christingle bookmark. That's yours for taking home tonight after our service. And also, as you depart from the church tonight, you'll see an opportunity on the left-hand side to make a freewill offering to the work of Samaritan's Purse. Now, who are Samaritan's Purse, you may be wondering? Who here remembers the flooding of last January? Every hand should be up. Yes, indeed. Samaritan's Purse is a Christian relief organization that came to our village last January, the day after the flooding, and they stayed for several days helping folks clean up their houses, remove damaged debris, and they went throughout the whole wider area, not just Kemnay and Inverurie and Kintore. They also went as far away as Ballater and down to Bankery as well to offer aid and assistance. And so tonight's offering will go to help support their ongoing work of responding to other disasters, especially around the UK. And your generosity for that cause is warmly appreciated. Along with this service tonight, right now, we also have a few other services coming up to later tonight. At 11 o'clock, we have Carols for All, and everyone is warmly invited to that. And around 11:30, we'll also have our Watch Night service this evening as well. Tomorrow morning, we have Christmas Day service here in the church at 10 a.m. And everyone is warmly invited to all of those services. I believe those are all of our intimations. I hope everyone was able to get an orange on your way into the church. So with those shared, let's now start our time together with our singing our first song of our service, Come and Join the Celebration.
It's all time to sing.
Come and join the celebration. It's our very special.
Let us have a word of prayer together now. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the great joy of Christmas. Thank you for the gift of our family and friends. Thank you for the gift of good food and presents. But most of all, Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for his birth in Bethlehem. Thank you for offering each of us salvation in him. As we sing and pray and worship tonight, we pray that you will fill each of our hearts with the peace and joy of the Christmas message. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. This evening's reading from Holy Scripture comes to us from the New Testament, from the Gospel according to St. John, famous words about Jesus. Reading from the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. Hear now the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. And that light, it shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is God's word to us this evening, and to him be the praise and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We continue now in our worship of God with singing our next song, Away in a Manger.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Very good. I'm glad you guys. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you. How about we practice? I'll say Merry Christmas to all, and you say to all a good night. How about we do that? Merry Christmas to all. Oh, I think you can do better than that. Merry Christmas to all. Very good. I can tell you are awake this evening. Some of you are excited, I bet. Now, I have an important question for you, and you have to think which one you like better. So, do you like birthdays or do you like Christmas? Oh, that's a tough choice, isn't it? Because they're both very, very good. So, think in your mind which one that you might like better, and there's no wrong answer here. So, raise your hand if you like birthdays better. Any birthdays? Birthdays are pretty special. I see some hands. I really like birthdays. Okay, what about those who like Christmas? Oh, so many hands. You know what? I have a fun, special thing that may not be a secret to tell you. You may know this. Do you know that Christmas is both a birthday and Christmas? Did you know that? Some of you guys did know that. One of the things that we do for birthdays often is to have a cake, right? So here's a special cake that my friend Charlotte made. And how would you know it's not a birthday cake, but a Christmas cake? I'm going to take it around. I'm going to let people kind of see it. You can leave your hands up. This is made by Charlotte. She did a very good job to make this special Christmas cake. And what would make it different than your average birthday cake? What would be a little different that you would see for this one? Didn't Charlotte do a good job? She did a very good job. So how would you know that maybe this is a Christmas cake and not a birthday cake? Is there anything? Oh, I see so many hands. We may take a couple of them. Yes, what? She did do Santa in the chimney. Wasn't she really clever with that? What is all different than your average birthday cake? And I'm going to pray I don't drop it as I go all the way to the back here. What's different all the way in the very, very back? Yes. There's presents, although you get presents for birthdays and for Christmas. Anything else that's different?
It's got snow.
It's got snow on it. What is typically on the top of a birthday cake that we don't have on the top of this one today? Yes.
Candles.
Who has candles on their birthday cakes normally? Raise your hand if you have candles on your birthday cakes. Oh, I see lots of hands going up. Okay, on the count of three, tell me how many candles would be on your birthday cake this year. I want to hear all the numbers. One, two, three. Oh, I heard lots of good numbers. 10, 5, very good. Shh, all eyes on me. If you were to add that up, that means we're all very old, doesn't it? All those numbers. So a candle helps us remember that it's somebody's birthday. And I told you earlier that there's a fun secret about today, that today or tomorrow is a special thing because it's a Christmas and it's a birthday. And on the count of three, let's see if we can all say together whose birthday it is. Okay, one, two, three.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, you guys know that. It's baby Jesus' birthday. And so that's what makes Christmas so special, is that it's a birthday and it's Christmas. And so tonight is our Christingle service, where we're going to hear a little bit about what we're going to make tonight. Some of you have made them. Some of us will continue to make them. And we're going to talk about all the objects that are going in and why they were important. And the first is the candle. And the candle is important because it reminds us whose birthday? Very good. It's Jesus' birthday. But it also reminds us that Jesus came. And right now I can hear you guys fiddling with your bags. We're not going to be quite there. So if you can just put your bag back on your lap or on the floor, I will tell you, don't you worry when we're going to get into those bags. But first, we have a candle. And it's Jesus' birthday. But it also represents a really special name that Jesus had. Any idea? They called Jesus the blank of the world. They called Jesus, anyone ever hear of a word of what they might call him? I see some of you guys might have an idea. It's what comes out of the candle. Jesus is the, anyone know? Light of the world. Is that what you were going to say? Jesus is the light of the world. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story that maybe you know and maybe you don't know, but over 2,000 years ago, people were living in darkness. And in fact, they hadn't heard from God for years and years and years. It was really, really dark. And God had been silent. He hadn't been talking to anyone. Could you imagine if your moms or dads hadn't been talking to you, that everything was quiet and dark, and nobody had been talking to you, and you were praying and praying for a king to come. You were praying and praying for light to come. And there were some kings that came, and some of them came on animals that were called, and guess what animal this is? It's a horse. Some kings came on mighty horses. But you know what? Those kings, do you think they were nice or were they mean? They were mean. In fact, one leader was named Caesar Augustus. Can you go, boo? One leader was named Caesar Augustus, and he was not very nice to everyone. In fact, he wanted some of the kids to die. Is that sad? He wasn't a very nice leader at all. And they were praying and praying for a king to come and to come and save them and to be the light of the world. And they were expecting a mighty king. But who came to be the king? Who knows who came to be the king? Anyone know who came to be the king? I got a term because we're not going to read the whole story. But who came was, who came? In fact, he was laid in a manger. It was, say his name, Jesus. I saw a hand. Were you going to say that? Jesus came to be the king of the world. So that's where I get to tell you about our very special thing. Is first that, whose birthday is it? Jesus came to be the light and came to be the king, and he came to be the savior of what else is round? Anyone know what else is round? An orange is round, and this is going to represent something else. What else is round? The world. So we have to use our imaginations here. But Jesus came to save the world. Now remember I told you about some of those kings and leaders like Caesar Augustus? Boo. Well, they came and they only wanted to be friends with all the elite, all the special people who dressed really well, and they didn't want to be just king and friends with anybody. But you know what? Jesus came to save the world, like your orange, and he wanted to be friends with everybody. In fact, here's my next question. Who were the very first people to hear about Jesus' birth? Think about him. We have some representation up here to give you a clue. Who were some of the very first people to hear about Jesus' birth? Oh, I see some hands and some ideas. The very first, what do you think? The shepherds. Do you think she's right? Were the shepherds some of the first to hear about Jesus? They were very close to the first, weren't they? Because Mary and Joseph found out, and so they knew, and then the shepherds found out. And so I'm going to tell you guys some fun things that maybe your moms and dads don't even know about the shepherds. The shepherds had a job that not many people wanted to have. They had to work the day shift and the night shift. They had to work all the time. And when they were working all the time, what animals were they working with? Yeah, what animals? Sheep. And has anyone ever been around sheep? Do sometimes they smell a little bit? And we've all been around animals, and you have to clean up some stuff that smells, right, when you're around animals, isn't that? So one of the things about shepherds in first century Palestine is they were at the low end of what we'd say in the United States, the totem pole. They were at the socially bottom of the ladder, and nobody wanted to be friends with the shepherds. Isn't that kind of sad? they were kind of the people that people said, oh no, we don't want to hang out with the shepherds. And if you thought, if a king was coming to town, who would he want to tell first? Would he want to tell the princes and all the other kings? Or would he want to tell the smelly shepherds? That's what makes Jesus so exciting. And I hold up your orange as a reminder that Jesus loves everybody. He loves the young and he loves the old and he loves the people who have money and he loves the people who don't have money. Because that's what the shepherds help us to remember, that he came for everybody, those who work with smelly animals and those who don't. And so the orange helps us to remember that God loves everybody, the young and the old. And then we have to remember, Jesus came to save the world. Did he come on a mighty horse to save people with a sword? How did he save people? And that's what the red ribbon helps us to remember. How did he save people? And what in the world would a red ribbon have to do with how he saved people? This one's a little bit trickier. And there is another object on my table up here that could help you remember what he may have done that involves a red ribbon. What do you guys think? What object on here about did Jesus use to save everyone? Those who worked with sheep and those who were all powerful too. I see a hand all the way up here. How did Jesus save everybody?
He did a sacrifice.
He did a sacrifice. That is a very, very big word. What else can you say? Is that what you like? He did. He sacrificed. And he didn't sacrifice an animal like they used to do in the Old Testament. What did he sacrifice? Yes. He sacrificed himself on the cross. Can you believe that? He gave up his life. And that seems like a huge thing to do. But you know what? He did that so each and every one of us, the shepherds and the kings and us today and our grandparents and our baby brothers and sisters, could all go to heaven and be with him. Is that not the greatest gift? So when we see baby Jesus, we can remember what a great gift he was going to give to us, because on Easter, he's going to give his life to die on a cross for us. So that's what we can remember the red ribbon for. And Jesus gave so many other good gifts. And so you also in your bag are going to receive, we'll have a chance to put them together, but you will receive some very sweet, yummy things, because God gave us sweet, yummy things. He gave us trees and he gave us plants, which produce so many good sweets. But can anyone count how many sticks are in their bag? Hold them up on your finger once you realize how many sticks may be in there. Hold them up, show me on your fingers. Once you think, I'm not going to give you the answer. Once you can show me how many are in there. Once you've counted them. Okay, let's see the fingers. Okay, let's count them. One, two, three, four. The four sticks are to remind us of the four seasons. Think about it. What season are we in right now? Winter, and then it comes spring, summer, autumn, and it also to remind us, think about the directions. We have north, south, east, and west. And so God gave us four seasons, but he also gave us this whole world all the way the west, and he gave us the east. And what's so great about the Bible is God died on the cross for us to take that sin as far as the east is from the west away from us. So when we see the sticks, we can remember all the gifts that God has given to us, such as the four seasons, such as all the land that he has given to us. And we can, not yet, but when we go home, we can taste the sweet treats so that we can remember to taste and see that the Lord is good. So those are some of the things that we are going to put together to remember. And so we'll do it one more time. Whose birthday is it? Jesus. And he is the blank of the world? light of the world. And he came to save everyone, and he loves the whole world, including people like the shepherds who worked with the smelly animals and who were way low on the totem pole. And he gave us lots of good gifts, right? And that's what we can remember when we see the sticks. And he gave us even things like the four seasons, because he created everything. And then the most important part is that Jesus made a sacrifice. He died on the cross for us. So now is the time, if you haven't done it, we get to assemble your project. And so if you haven't done it yet, you can pull out your ribbon and put your candle in, and you can assemble it. There's tape on the back of the ribbon that you can wrap around and put your candle in secure, and you can make that now. I would love to see your Christingles. If you have finished it, hold it up so I can see all of your grand work. Very good. I love those. Well done. So one of the things that you can do when you get home tomorrow, and if you have a special tea at your house, or even you could bring it to your grandma's house or some family member if you're going, you could put it on the table and you could light it. And what song could you sing in honor of somebody's birthday, do you think? You could light it and sing happy birthday to Jesus, couldn't you? So that would be a very special thing to do. Okay, for those of you who are done, can I see all your eyes up here? Because I'm going to tell you about something special that's going to happen if you're done with yours. Does anyone know what this is called? Has anyone ever done this at home or in their church? This is what is called an Advent wreath. Did you know that? Very good. This is called an Advent wreath. And in the church, leading up to Christmas, each week we light a candle. And so you can tell how many weeks that we've been going in Advent, because 1, 2, 3, 4 candles have been lit. And always on Christmas Eve, the middle candle gets lit. And the middle candle is called the Christ candle. Can you guys say that with me? Christ candle. And we wait until Christmas Eve to light it in honor of Jesus' birthday. So we are now going to be singing a song, Silent Night. And during the last verse, I want you to make sure to look up here, because Reverend Michelson is going to light this candle. And we've been waiting for almost 5 long weeks to be able to light that candle. So that is a very special thing that we're doing. And if we're able to sing this song and pay attention to that Christ candle being lit, there may be something special that we will do after Silent Night that's going to involve the Christ candle and maybe your candle too. So let's do a good job of singing that and listening to a prayer that's going to be done after that. And then we may have one final special activity. And so let us now sing together Silent Night. Everybody up here, we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes, and we are going to pray. Shh, let's pray together.
Lord Jesus, Son of God, we are so glad that you were born for us in Bethlehem. Since you were born as a baby, we know that you have a special love for children. So tonight in this place, we pray for every child who is in need, for every child in need of shelter, every child in need of food, every child in need of comfort, every child in need of love. We pray especially for those children who live in parts of this world marked by violence and war. This night we pray that your peace would flow into every land. We pray that every child would know and feel your love this Christmas and every other day of the year as well. And we pray all these things in the sure and strong name of Jesus, who is our Savior, born for us. Amen.
Okay, raise your hand if you saw the Christ candle lit. Did people see that? Very good. And remember that that candle represents Jesus. And the Bible says not only that Jesus is the light of the world, but that all of us are also are the light of the world, smaller L light. Let your light shine before others, the Bible says, so that others may see all of your good deeds. We can show God's love through our actions. And tonight we're going to show the spread of God's love, if you think you can do this with me, through the lighting of our candles. But I want to show our best behavior. So if you think you can do that, I want you to sit up really tall right now. I want you to hold your orange in your lap. And I want your parents to make sure that your candle is secure, or if you're big enough, make sure that your hand candle is secure in that. And Reverend Michelson and I are going to come along, and we are going to light your candle. We may have some participants. If we can't get all the way down, we may have some help as we have lights get passed down. And as we're doing this, we are going to sing a special song about our lights shining forth. And we're going to continue to sing that until all of our candles are lit. But we can only do that if we're sitting up straight in our chairs, holding our candle secure as we sing this song. So I think for this song, we're going to remain seated for this one. And we're going to keep singing it. And once all the candles are lit, we're going to sing a special song that you may guess we may break out into. And after that, I'll tell you when we'll blow our candles out. But to show that you're ready, I want you guys to be really quiet. Eyes up here, and let's see and watch Jesus' love being spread as we go forth.
It's a shining with a fearful light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, so let us shine, you and your soul for her and I in mine. Jesus makes us shine, first of all.
to get a few of you who don't have candles working, we will get those working for you. And while we're doing that, what song do you think we could sing in honor of somebody's birthday? Do you think we could do Happy Birthday to Jesus? Very good. Okay, let's sing it. To blow all of our candles out, and come see me if your candle didn't work, and we will get a working candle before you leave. Okay, so let's say Happy Birthday, Jesus, and then we'll blow our candles out. One, two, three. Happy Birthday, Jesus! Okay. Very good. Okay, there you go.
Boys and girls, well done on the construction of your Christingles. And please do take these home with you. And as you leave here tonight, take a bookmark, a Christingle bookmark with you as well, to remind you of the meaning of the Christingles you have made tonight. But our prayer for you this night and tomorrow for Christmas and throughout this whole year is that the love, peace, and joy of Christmas would stay in your heart. So now receive the Christmas blessing. Boys and girls, may Jesus Christ, who was born for us in Bethlehem, fill us with all joy and peace in believing this Christmas Eve night and forevermore. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon each of us and upon all who we love this night and forevermore. Amen.